Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
This office, this kingdom, I love this kingdom. Woo! This kingdom has unlimited possibility. This kingdom is whatever I see it being. Jesus encounters a woman who's from this kingdom in this sense. She has a daughter at home that's grievously tormented. He tells her, I can't help you. She worships him. She's so persistent in her worship that the apostle says, send her away. You know, we got people like that in church. You get a good loud praise going, they tell you you're too loud. Don't pay them no mind. Praise him anyway. Get louder. Tell him, if you think that's something, you don't know what he did for me. You don't know where he brought me from. My praise offends you. The only person my praise offends is devils. You ain't never seen them throw somebody out of the bar for being drunk. How you gonna put me out the church for giving God praise? This is the place to praise him. Come on, oh, I can't take the noise. Then you don't wanna go to heaven, cause heaven is noisy. You got the seraphim shouting holy. You got the righteous singing the song of the redeemed. You got the Old Testament saints giving him glory. Yeah! This kingdom works in finality. It works by what I see in finality. I am limited because of what I see. But God, if you just hear me when I say this, God has cursed me with something. It's not really a curse. I'm speaking parenthetically. He has cursed me with something. What was it? Imagination. Imagination allows me to see different colors of this chair. It allows me to see different shapes of this chair. But I'm limited because my imagination won't change it in this kingdom. In this kingdom. But over here, the devil's throwing something at me that has me in bondage, but I see myself free. I'm not limited to his bondage because my imagination sees me praising God. It sees me free. And so I speak to that. Let me prove it to you. In Mark's Gospel chapter 11, run over there real quick. Mark's Gospel chapter 11, run over there real quick. I'm going to show you how Jesus taught this kingdom, taught his kingdom. This is going to blow your mind. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? Oh, listen. I know the sanctified folk going, I can't believe he doing that. Let me tell you about God. See, y'all limit God. Y'all limit God to gospel music. Now, I'm not saying gospel music is bad. I love it. But don't limit God. I was away on a trip one time, and I woke up in the morning, and I felt so low. I felt that God had abandoned me, that his people didn't care about me. I felt that nobody loved me. I was feeling as low as a caterpillar in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. I couldn't feel any better. I tried to pray, and my prayers bounced around the wall like they didn't matter. I felt so bad, I didn't know what to think. I knew he didn't leave me because he promised he wouldn't, but I just felt so low at that time. I had my iPad with me. I didn't have my computer. I had my iPad. The Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, get your iPad. He said, and pull up your web browser. He said, now type in the words. He said, type in the words, just remember I love you. So I typed in the words, just remember I love you, and I saw that it was a song from a secular group called Firefall. And when I pushed the play to hear it, the words of the song said, when it all goes crazy and the thrill is gone, the world seems dark and the nights get long, when you feel like you are about to lose, just remember I love you and it'll be all right. I started singing that song. Lord have mercy. I remembered. I said, Lord, I used to sing that song back in the 90s. I said, Lord, I used to sing that song. And I started working my way through the verse. By the time I was done with that song, I was on the floor giving God praise. He said, now get up and get your iPad. I said, what you want me to put in now? He said, now put in I Must Tell Jesus. Before I could tell Jesus, I had to know he loved me. But he used the secular song. See, some of you that are stuck in the narrow confines of religion, you won't let God use what he needs to use to speak to you. I got in a cab in Miami, Florida. Same situation, soul depressed. Enemy fighting me like crazy. I walked out the hotel to get into the cab, and one cab passed me by. I thought it was ethnically related. I was hot, but I needed to get where I had to go. So another cab drove up. It was a Haitian woman. And she pulled up, and I got in the cab, and she started telling me about her daughter who was healed from cancer. She was so happy. She just told me about it. I didn't want to hear all this. I got my struggle with God. And she started telling me while she's driving, she got a picture of her daughter. She showed me the before picture and the after picture. I'm sitting in the back of the cab. I ain't care. I'm trying to get a hold of God. And while she's driving, she could see I was disinterested. She just began to drive to get me to my destination. And in my heart, I'm angry with God. I'm frustrated. And she started humming. I said, wait a minute, that song sounds familiar. I said, I heard that song before. Grabbed my phone, pulled up the words to Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. When she got to the part, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. I had church in the back of the cab. I said, God, lift this burden. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Take and seal it. I was in the back of the cab crying. I'm boo-hooing. I'm crying. She gets me to my destination. She turns around. She says, sir, that'll be $22.50. I reached in my pocket. I gave her $150. She said, what is this? I said, you ministered to me. And the Bible said the workman is worthy of his hire. In this kingdom, God knows what you need. And he sends it to you through the most weird places. She ain't even know. She was lifting my spirit. She didn't even know. She was helping me see God. Listen, don't despise the day of small things. In that kingdom, God can use a child to encourage you. Mark 11, it says, verse 22. Jesus says, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Now hold on now, that's not the end. He says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, the problem with language is that we don't always get the gist of what's being said at the time. The verb to receive here in this text is in the aorist tense. An aorist tense verb is past tense perfect. It means it's already been done. Now, watch what he says. He says, when you think it, say it, he said, then believe that you've received. The King James makes it look like a present tense verb. Believe that you receive. So in classical Greek, this is called one of those present past tenses. It means that what I'm believing for has already been done. My belief is activated by my knowledge of what's been done. Because everything I get is from that kingdom, and it's already yay and amen. Most of us ask like we're unsure. We use prepositions such as if, you could, no. It's mine. Believe you receive it. It's mine. It's mine. Healing is mine. Prosperity is mine. Success is mine. Forgiveness is mine. So when I approach God, it's mine. Why? Because it's aorist tense, past perfect. Why is this critical? Because if you're going to move in faith, you can't wonder. Here's how the Lord taught me. When you started your job with aorist faith. You worked before you got a paycheck because you believed, aorist tense, that they were going to do what they said. You gave them either a week or 2 weeks without getting any salary because they told you at HR they were going to pay you. And you gave them 80 hours over 2 weeks and didn't have one thing in your hand. You worked on a promise. God promised you that if you give, I'll give back to you more than you give. But you tell yourself you can't afford to do it. Why? Because you're in this kingdom. I searched the history of gospel songs because I don't believe that anything just happens. And so I looked up the history of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And the man who wrote that song had strayed away from God. His life became a hot mess. But one day he stumbled into a church and he found himself sitting all the way in the back. And the choir began to sing, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And he broke down and cried. And the usher walked over and said, sir, are you all right? Is there anything wrong? He said, ma'am, I wrote that song. He said, but I've strayed so far. He said, but God knows how to reach out to you. From that kingdom, there is mercy. There is grace. And I don't care what you're going through today, but the God of that kingdom will rescue you from any dilemma. He'll find you wherever you end up. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. And when you come home, God's going to have a party for you, like the father of the prodigal son. God isn't going to beat you down like people do. He's going to throw his arms open and say, welcome back, baby. That's what this kingdom has. This kingdom has depression, anxiety, backbiting, hypocrisy, and insincere people who want to see you fall. But over here, there are restorers, people who lift you, people who stand by you even when you mess up. Come to this kingdom.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09116P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.